All right, guys, let's go.
He's at the 20, the 10, the 5, and touchdown!
This episode of the podcast from the past was recorded. Please remember to follow Tim and Pike on Twitter at TimPillary at MichaelAver1. And follow the show. Podcast from the... Now enjoy the show, you rascal.
And the kick is up. And it is good. A good kick by Mercer. A 31-yard field goal to make the score 14-10. Green Bay at the end of the first half here of the first Super Game. How do you feel about the game so far, Mike?
I feel really good about it. And I knew Mercer was going to make that kick. I read he practices underwater all day, every day.
Wow, that is very impressive. A great stat. And, of course, just to round out the first half, give a quick update. The first score was Green Bay Packer quarterback Bart Starr hit Max McGee for 37 yards for the first touchdown. And on the second score, Len Dawson hit Curtis McClinton for a 7-yard score. And then, of course, Jim Taylor ran it 14 yards on a power sweep TD play, and that's how we got to 14-10 Green Bay. But it seems to me like those Savages from Kansas City have the momentum advantage and are probably going to speed right past Green Bay here in the second half. What do you think, Mike?
These people are known for their underhanded techniques, and I think they're going to scout Green Bay by the end of the game.
I agree. Well, thank you very much for listening to the first half broadcast of the very first Super Game. Of course, I am Tim Pillary from Tim and Mike's entertainment show of KROW in Hollywood, and Michael O'Haver is the color guy today.
Did you say, you didn't call me a color, did you?
No, I said you were doing color commentary.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I'm white, I'm Caucasian. Although there is some Irish in there, so I can understand you calling me colored.
January 5th. 1967, and
yes, thank you for listening to Mike and Tim's entertainment show, broadcast to you live from the LA Coliseum.
Okay, well, thank you. We will be back with second half broadcasting action coming to you in about 15 minutes. Mike, anything else to say on the game?
It's been a super game.
Where the fuck are we?
Oh boy. Hey. Whoa.
What's going on here?
That was kind of weird.
Do we make it?
Oh, we made it.
We made it. We're fucking here, man. It's awesome.
I know.
We're the first Super Bowl, John. We did it.
Yeah.
How does this work?
Oh, I don't know. Who are these guys?
Who the hell are you guys?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? I don't know how to say this, but we're from the future.
Tim, can you see these guys, or is that just me? I was about to ask you the same thing, Mike.
Oh, God.
I think they're real.
What are y'all wearing? Are
those
yellow jackets or what the fuck is that?
This is today's fashion.
My wife picked this out for me.
Oh, that it's nice.
It's pretty crazy how things change, John.
Yeah, well, let's just explain to them. Like, what year is this? I don't even know.
This is 1967, son.
Oh, wow.
Some good music, man.
Yes.
Hell yeah. This some good weed, too.
Good music and weed.
Yes.
Weed?
Marijuana.
Yeah, the hashish.
Yeah, it's like in the future it's legal in like right now it's three or four states.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know what's happening right now, Tim.
What is it, Michael?
These men are communists.
No. Whoa, guys, calm down. The Cold
no
War,
red.
The Cold War's over.
No
we,
red. No,
everybody's good. We're cool with Russia.
No
now.
One actually launched a bomb.
Well, even worse then, you're goddamn hippies.
Well, you might have us there.
Yeah, you got us actually.
But it's cool now. We're telling you, marijuana is legal in a lot
it's
of...
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's totally...
There's no way marijuana would ever be legal anywhere. It is the devil's drug. It causes psychosis.
No,
and
it's totally cool,
it's
man.
It's fine. Like,
no.
Mike's
in the
first
future.
Wife OD'd on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She died from smoking too much marijuana.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, in fact, a lot of NFL players smoke pot, and, you know, there's...
And nowadays, they don't even test. You can even, like, do HGH, which is a steroid, and they don't care.
What in the goddamn hell is the NFL?
Oh.
What?
Well, the AFL and the NFL... became one big league.
Yeah.
That's kind of going on now, but it's not like it's going to stick. The NFL is a class organization. That AFL is a bunch of posers.
Right. It seems that way. It looks that way.
Well, they really just become two conferences, and they have the NFC and the AFC, and then that's where you have what you guys are calling the Super Game is actually now the Super Bowl, and we're actually, the year we're coming from, we're having our 49th Super Bowl, and it's actually the one of the biggest sporting events on the planet now.
Yeah, it actually supersedes baseball.
Ah, come on. Nobody cares about this game.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah, baseball
is it bigger than Hi-Li?
Hi-Li?
What the fuck is Hi-Li?
It's the most popular sport in America right now. Oh, Mike owns a lot of stock in the Hi-Li.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
and I've got a lot of money riding on different Hi-Li players right now.
Oh, you do,
a
huh?
A lot of money. In fact, I'm going to call my bookie and go put $10,000 on the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah.
$10,000, Mike, that's a lot of money. You can't afford that. That's your whole life. That's my entire life savings, and I've mortgaged both of my homes.
Jeez, yeah. With that amount.
We can't fuck up the past, John. Don't We can't fuck it up. It's a butterfly effect, man. Just let it go.
That sounds
it's
like
a great
sound
idea, man.
Investment.
It's a great idea.
Very sound investment, Mike. You don't own any guns, do you?
I own several.
Okay.
Everyone owns at least two or three guns.
Hey,
nowadays.
You know what you should do? Just, you know, call your wife while you're at work and just tell her to get rid of them before halftime's over.
Well, she left me. Yeah, and we're wearing our guns anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Sounds good.
That's
anyway.
Great. But. Actually, speaking of, well, you know, speaking of guns
and gambling, actually,
and gambling,
there's actually a game called Fantasy Football now where you play that with other people. Like, these people on the field, they get stats, and that gives you, like, you compete and get money at the end of the year. Isn't that sound cool?
I think I'm having an attack right now. I don't understand anything they just said.
Mike, this is real. Snap out of it.
Oh, my
God.
Shit.
Oh, shit. This is getting real. Yeah. Golly. No, it's fantasy football.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's a player that actually just got kicked out of the league for slapping his wife on video.
Why would he get kicked out of the league for that? Yeah, and what's video?
You know, like a... Ah, shit, this is getting... What?
I don't know how.
They don't know what we're talking about.
If I get fired from slapping someone in an elevator, I'd never have a job.
Well, actually, the NFL didn't really care about it, but when it got out into the media,
the public,
you know, and then, you know, and then it kind of became a big deal. And
did he? Oh, I get what happened. Did he not slap her hard enough?
Oh boy,
we really can't talk about that type of stuff. It's not really cool anymore, you know.
But yeah. We're just saying that if he hit her harder, she wouldn't have told anybody about it.
That
right. Yeah.
Well, if the NFL wouldn't have let the video get out, then the current commissioner of the league wouldn't have let anybody hear about it or care.
Yeah.
So,
but there's also other crazy news. There's this Hispanic guy who got on trial for murder for the Patriots or your Boston team.
Murder.
Yeah.
Hispanic player.
Hispanic.
Yeah.
His name was Aaron Hernandez. Yeah. Yeah. In the future, it's a big deal.
Oh, well, I mean, that's obviously going to happen when you let Hispanics into the league.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, guys, you can't talk like that anymore.
Yeah.
It's not cool. And
the world has a conscience now.
Yeah, there's a lot of what you would look at as minorities in the league now. They pretty much dominate it.
So let's just clarify something. So, Tim, we've established these men are from the future.
So they say. Yeah, I guess.
Okay, I'm not having some sort of attack.
What year are you from?
We're from the year 2014.
2015, John.
I smoked before we left.
You smoked way too much weed.
I smoked before we left.
Gosh.
I still do that on my checks.
2014.
It's bad. It's a bad habit.
I'm pretty sure the world's going to blow up in the year 1999. Yeah.
Well,
Nostradamus said so.
Well, I'm pretty confident we can say that that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you guys are smoking some really good weed.
They don't smoke.
Commies. They're commies.
They're spies?
Yeah, they're definitely spies. There's no way Hispanics would be allowed in the league.
Right.
There's no way it's illegal to hit your wife. And there's no possible way football is even around in their time.
It's bigger than ever. It's past everything.
Football?
Yeah, football is like the number one sport now.
People pay like $2 million just for an ad in the Super Bowl.
$4 million for an ad in the Super Bowl.
Nobody has that much money in the world. It's only $40,000 for 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. And what's gas? Like 20 cents? it is 20 cents.
Yeah, it is. It's actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20 cents?
Yeah. Why? What is it for you? We can only get it on Thursday and Sundays, though.
Oh, that's.
Wow.
That's cool.
Man, the 60s sucked, man.
Yeah.
I thought it would be awesome. This is shit.
They were still driving Model Ts in the 60s.
God, football sucked. I'm sure the weed probably sucked.
They don't smoke.
I know, but I'm saying I always heard the weed was good in the 60s. And
they don't know.
They know.
No.
They know.
They don't.
Hold on. I'm going to dip into my snuff over here, Tim. Would you like a line?
Absolutely.
Shit. Maybe the 60s weren't so bad.
Oh. Put on Jefferson Airplane.
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Are y'all even going to commentate the rest of this show?
Yeah. We still got a few more minutes before the second half starts.
Give me 10,000 on the Chiefs. 10,000 on the Chiefs.
Me and Mike usually use halftime to masturbate in the janitor's closet back to back.
Because we're not queers.
Okay. Yeah.
And who wants to commentate a game with a hot rod all night?
Seriously.
That's true.
That's a good idea. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, we should do that ourselves.
Yeah. Y'all got like another closet around here?
We're both in this closet.
Come out of the closet, guys. Come on.
Absolutely not.
I fucking love this song.
I really think you're going to fuck up the space-time
continuum. I don't think they're going to talk to us anymore. They look like they're doing their own thing. We probably just need to go ahead and go.
Hopefully they won't remember this. I really think we could have fucked some shit up.
It's very possible that we could have, but they seem to be having a great time. Let's go to the actual, you know, Super Bowl coming up, 49, and let's get some info so we can go lay some bets.
Hell yeah, let's do it. See you guys.
Don't mind us. Just keep jacking off.
Yeah.
Bye, ladies.
Goodbye, figments of my imagination.
Thank you for listening to Podcasts from the Past.
Music provided by Plastic Friends. Check out their music at the iTunes Library.